And let's talk a few words about the Tzura of the Haggadah Klolah. Start from beginning to end is treated like four separate mitzvahs, because Chazal was Masakim that there should be. Okay, Chazal said like this, that there's Arba Koisus Tikna Chachamim Mishim Cheiris Ba'omru Kol Chad V'Chad Navet Be Mitzvah. And Arba Koisus, Arba Koisus actually in Moshe Zohar, are there in order to create Cheiris, that each Kois is a celebration, and four Koises are increase the celebration, the Tzimcha, Simcha shel mitzvah, but the Simcha shel cheiros. That's why it has to be b'derech cheiros, right? Chazal say if that shosei yayin chay lo yotze. No, the Amalek Zeiten, they would always be moizig water into the kois of wine. And today we're not so much moizig water in wine at all, and. It's derech simcha even without mezigah. In the old days, they would be moizig water into the wine. But whatever it is, you see from there that it's the actual shtiyas hayayin that has to be something that brings out cheiros. Because if it's wine that's not done in the way a person drinks, wine for cheiros, for making himself feel good, and high a little, like we say. So in my words, it's not correctly, it's not cheiros. The Rambam writes that the hell you moizik, the wine, is you should be moizik it kefi das ha-shoise. What does that mean? That each person has a different style. The Gemara says that when he mixed water into the wine, he put 2/3 water and 1/3 wine. Others put 3/4 water, 1/4 wine. So you see that each person was moizik it differently. Kefi daito, kefi rucha. Mamela, the arbo kois is tikna chachonim mishum cheiros. We also saw remes because of leitzesu v'itzach v'itzalti v'. So you have the full shayness, the abolish, the shayness of Geula. And the Mamela, it's a remes, but the ikr is that it's a shir of cheres. To have four choices is a shir that's an experience of cheres. That's why the emes, I say, it's when we say each person is moivik wine. Today, we're not moizig in water, but l'chol ha'pachas, it has the union of mesigah is expressed in some people like strong wine, 13% alcohol. Some people like wine that's weaker, you know, 6%, 8%, whatever it is. 9%, 3%, you know, there's all kinds of difference. But some people like to mix half wine and half grape juice. Everybody has their form of tzigah. Some people don't like wine at all. And any little bit of wine that they have is so that's anti-cheiros. What should you do? You have to try to drink a little bit of wine. They make a wine called, they advertise it, they call it kal. Why kal? It's a light wine. And the Amos says they measured well because they sell it with 3.5% alcohol. No, the regular wines are 12-13% alcohol. So a quarter of that is 3. In the old days, that's the amount of alcohol they had in a cup of wine, 3%. You see that they mix 3 parts of water into 1 part of wine. Okay, so that shows that they didn't have any different alcohol. I mean, you could say the flavor was stronger in the old days. Today, the flavor of the wine is weaker. But you can't say the alcohol was different because it's the same teva. The yeast produce alcohol, And when it reaches 12-13%, these die out. They don't produce any more alcohol. And the only way to have a higher percentage of alcohol is through distilling it. That means to cook it to get out the alcohol from the water, and leave the water behind. So anything that's undistilled, most it could go is still 13%. Because of that, in the old days, when they mixed 3/4 water into the one part of wine, so all you had was 3%. So 3% is not below the amount of alcohol that you had in those days. Anything less than that is less than the shear of Masika. Okay, but for deswegen, if a person really can't take it, so he has no choice. You try to get at least 3%, but it should be something that makes him happy. Okay. Chazal said, Kol chodeminai amru navid be mitzvah. So there are four mitzvahs. There are four times where we perform four mitzvahs al hakos. The first mitzvah is the mitzvah of kiddush. So kiddush we make al hakos. We make kiddush and we hold the kos during the time of kiddush. The next mitzvah that we make is Sifri Yisis Mitzrayim. So, we moisik the kois by Manashtana, and we drink the kois at the end we make the Berach HaShem Golono and a Bar Piagof. The third kois is a kosher Berach HaMozen. The fourth kois is a kosher Hala. Okay, those are the four mitzvahs, and each one has a kois. By Kiddush, we hold the kois the whole time. The Berach HaMozen, you know, you could have it in front of you, you could hold it, by some dafka the warrior holds it. But the ikir is the four should be al hakois. By halal, you leave it on the table, and by sivitif mitzrayim, you leave it on the table. But the kois should be nimzag, and for our purposes, there's no mezigah, pouring it. And preparing it is the same like mezigah. So it should be in front of you during that time. Okay. The CPC Mitzrayim is done derech she'elo u'tshuva, followed by halal v'hedo. Okay, so that's the seder. The seder is we start with the kana ben shoil, because it says in the Torah, "Vayi kisholcha bincha lemor," right? That's the Shen Yadeilisho. Voig, right? He is Yom Voig, Yom Alechem and Echem, and so on. The Chochem in Pashas was Chanan, it's also Voig Shulcha. So, there has to be a She'elah and a Tshuva. The She'elah of the Manashtana, really, there should be three she'elos that are answered. What are the three that are answered? One is, what is the meaning of the Korban Pesach? The second, what's the meaning of the Matzah? And the third, what's the meaning of the Mor? Because all three together are part of the Seder, which is called Avoida. And the she'elos, Moho Avoida Hatzoi Slochem. The Avoida is a Korban Pesach, which is Achilas HaKorban is an Avoida. And Al Matzah is a Merorim Yechlu. So it's those three that are called Avoida, and the Bain asks on each of the in Yone Avoida, Mo Avoida Zoyslachem, where do we cut that four? The fourth, because many children don't ask, they're taught the Manashtana, and it comes out that they're really not asking anything, they're just repeating what they've been taught. So to get a child to really ask, to be interested in what's going on, so you do shinuyim by the table. And what are the shinuyim? So one of the shinuyim is to have two tvilas. What are the tvilas? The first is karpas, and the second is mor in chayroises, so the karpas in meimelach, or in chometz. By the way, today we have meimelach. Mostly, because we don't have chaimets mostly. But in the Gemara it says The Mishnah is the Tovel Noisa Gemelach of the Chaimet. But we don't make Shinuyim. The person is in Mokim where they were Yogel Tav Chaimet, it's fine. Okay. Now, how does the Kotan know that there are two Tvilas? So the first one he saw the Karpas in the salt water. Actually, the karpas, Rabbi say, just for your information, is the name of a vegetable. Celery is karpas. But lav dafka, that's supposed to be celery. So the mitzvah is yerek. So any yerek is good enough. Any vegetable is good enough. In some places, they have potatoes, and they have all kinds of different yerokas. The reason why it says, and the Hakodah karpas, is because the author of the Kaddish Ruchatz, that nice poem that has the whole Seder of Pesach Arnai, which lived in the time of the Marzer Vitri, who's the Talmud of Rashi, who saw Rashi, the Yenov. And so he's either himself or he quotes from somebody, or that Kufa, he made up this little poem, Kaddish Urchatz, Karpas Yachas, Magid Rachatz, Moitzi Matzi, you know. Okay. And those people who lived in that part of the world had the vegetable that was available to them was a karpas, was celery. So they put in karpas, they called it karpas. Of course, we use the word karpas for all kinds of emotion, right? Chof says Samach Perech, and Samach is Shishmi Begidin, suffered from Avodas Perech. Someone told me he puts the karpas into the salt water. So he says the Rosh HaTevis is karpas, is kol sus rechav parah yol toich hayom, the yom is salt water. Okay. That's his remez. But the truth of the matter is that all the remozim for karpas are all wonderful, and we try to make remozim out of everything. But the karpas is the name of a vegetable. The Iker, the Mishnah, Gemara, the Rishonim don't say karpas. They never know about karpas. They say, yeah, understand? But the minig became, because in the time of the Balotoysis and Rashi, in that part of the world, the yerek that was ripe and ready was the celery around Pesach time. In Northern Europe, in Poland and Litva, they had potatoes because it was the only vegetable available. So that's why they have potatoes. Understand? None of the ikris there should be a dip. But the Tinoik saw that they should. He saw the karpas, and he saw it being dipped. What about the mortar, which he didn't see being dipped? So because for that, he sees the bowl of chayosis on the table. Understand? We have the bowl of chayosis on the kaira. But he has to know there's a dip, so that he should take the he should be able to ask Yonamat Bilin Shteipomen, because otherwise he doesn't know the Shteipomen who told him. Understand? But when he sees the salt water in the carpets, which he already saw dipped, and then he sees there's another dip, he'll ask, what is this chayosis? So the way when they should tell the child before the Seder, if when he asks what the chayosis is supposed to be, so the answer to that should be that it's something that we use to dip the lettuce, the mor, or whatever you use for mor. Understand? So then later he'll ask, but why? Because the child wants to know what and then why. The why follows the what, so, but the what is not part of the Seder. So you'll see the chayosis, you have to tell it. This chayosis is a dip, which we're going to dip the lettuce in the mortar. You should know mortar is lettuce, because otherwise you know what mortar, what is mortar. So you tell them what it is, but you'll point at them and say, this is going to be dipped in the chayosis later. So that the child should know that there's a shnei, must be one shnei poem. Okay. Today, that we don't have a Korban Pesach. So they were misakin to keep up the Seder of the four kashas. So they put in Halel HaZekolona Mesubi. That's not one of the kashas, not mentioned in the Mishnah. Understand? But it was to replace the Korban Pesach, so that there should be four, you know, and keep up the number. It's our Bola Shana Shal Gula, our Bola Kaisers, and there's four Kashif and stuff. Okay. That's Bedarach Klal. Now, we had, what's Yachatz? Yachatz is to break the matzah. What do we break the matzah? So that there should be a prusa in front of us while we say the Haggadah. And I'm going to tell you about the importance of this, so listen carefully. The matzah that you yoytze the mitzvah with, but more than just yoytze the mitzvah of achilas matzah, this is central to the entire Haggadah of Pesach, is that the sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be on the matzah. That's what we could say. Lechem oini. What's lechem oini? Lechem she'oinen olov dvorim harbi. What is the oinen olov dvorim harbi? One, get two things at dvorim harbi. One is the sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and one is the halo. And that's what Rashi says. Oinen olov dvorim harbi. The goyin sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for halo. Okay. So therefore, you're supposed to keep the matzahs open during the whole sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, there are times when we open, we close it, we open it, and cover, uncover it. The reasons for that is the following. During Manishtana, or we pick up the matzah and cover it, right? I do like it says in Halacha, I carry it away from the table, not just. Okay, what's the tachlis of carrying it away from the table? So that the child should ask, right? Like the Gemara says that Abaye, when he was a child, he said, when he saw them carrying it away from the table, so he says, we just make kiddush, we're ready to eat, then we're carrying away the food. Whoever saw this, all year long, we make kiddush, then we write down, we sit down to eat. And all of a sudden today, we carry it away from the table. Mazois, right? So you answer him, oh, now that he asked a wonderful, smart question. So, I'll explain to you. Now, I'll tell you a very interesting thing. What's the answer, why we carry it away? I'll tell you a very beautiful answer. Because, you know what did Eliezer Eved Avraham say when they invited him to eat? He said, Loi oichal ad im dibarti dvoroi. Right? The achila of the Sudas Pesach is the same achila. Loi oichal ad in dibarti dvoroi. I can't eat till I explain what the things. I have certain words to say, and I'm not going to eat till the words are said. The words explain. They explain the food. They really should explain the Pesach, the matzah, and the maror. But we only have the of Netzena Haravim. We only have the matzah and the maror. But I have to explain it, and that's the ikikiyam amisa deraisa. So we say. The reason I took it away is because I can't eat till I explain it. Loi oichal adam dibarti dvoroi. Good? But, the minute we put it back, then we have to open up the matzah. Tzorich sheyia matzah is megulos. Why? So that the matzah that we eat should be what? Lechem sheoinen olo dvorim harbe. And if they're not going to be megulah, then A, you're not pointing to the matzah and being able to say matzah zu she'anu ochlin and explaining what the matzah is. I'm telling you a story to explain what the matzah. But more than that, when you're being yoitza with the mitzvah of matzah, your matzah is not going to be lechem oini. Because to be lechem oini, it has to be oin and olav dvorim harbi. Okay? Now, what another pshat in oini? Is that kederich shahaniyam oichel? How do aniyam eat? Prusa. A rich person eats a shlema. And an ani eats a prusa. and today, all over on Mechavid, Shabbos, on Mechavid, Yontif, by making sure everything's a Shlema. Right? All year long, we chop plop, you take a slice of bread from here, from there, yesterday's bread. But today it has to be a Shlema. Why? For Kovid Shabbos, for Kovid Yontif. What am I doing with the Prusa? The Teretz is. Because it has to be Kederech Shoha Aniyam Oichlet. That's Pshat. Lechem Oini, it should be a Prusa, not a Shlema. Okay? It's extremely important to understand these things. That's why we break it. And that's why the Kiyam HaMitzvah is going to be on it. But why do we break it? Before the Seder, Rabbi Sai? So that we should have the matzah which you're going to be yoitzah with, which is a broken matzah, keder shani amochlin, in front of us the whole time. So it should be lechem that oinen all of dvarim harbi. I mean, just remember this until we know the construction of the seder. So it's not yet; we're not yet ready to say shetlach on the good, or even to understand the word.
Why can't we bring it after the after the
Because then it's not lechem oin, and it has to be both lechem oin. Lechem oini. So we're oinin all of dvarim harbe, we're oinin al masho ani yamoch, both pshotim. That's why it's lechem oini. Both pshotim, both perushim. No, it's not either or. It's both perushim. We would learn it out from it. Would be, if it would be only oni, so it would say oni.
You're going to be into it, it's just not broken.
What?
You're going to bring it later. This
yeah, but if it's both perushim, it means that the matzah of the mitzvah is lechem oini, and that should also be oinen all of dvarim harbi. In fact, we darshan both drushes because if it would only be oni, it would seem lechem oni, the bread of an oni, right? If it would only be masha oinen all of, so to say lechem aniyah, it's the correct noun of the word lanois. Aniyot to answer, to call out. But if it's both, so we say oini, which is a word that's koilal both. Oini means poverty and oini means answering. So it's the one word that's koilal both. Once it's koilal both, so we break it before the Seder so that there should be an Haggadah on the Seder. So Yilel asked the Kasha that L'chayr, from that one half of Matzah, nobody's Yotze the Mitzvah, right? Koshkin, if there's more than one person. So how is anybody yotze with the mitzvah of matzah? For on matzah that was oinen all of dvarim harbi? No. So what I do, I'll tell you what I do for myself. It's not that it's a chiyuv on anybody. But what I do is I have two boxes of matzah, a box of shleima, and a box of prusas, and I open them both up. And they should be standing off to the side, but that they're in everybody's view, that they could see the shleimas and the prusas, so that later when we'll be yotze with the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and we'll have a sofik shleima and prusa, right? Like the Gemara says that we make sholem, meinir shleima b'seicha prusa, the mevorech, right? Sholem bein atalmidim. So we do both. We have a kezayis from the shleima, a kezayis from the prusa. So that's why we have two kezayisim in the beginning. So I have a box of shleima and a box of prusos, and I'm able to give everyone a kezayis from the shleima and from the prusa. So with a little bit of dikara, but dikara is basically to contain the lechem mishnah, which is the top and the bottom matzah. And in between the Lechem Mishnah, the Prusa, which is the Iker. And we're following the same lashon that Chazal said, Meniach, you know, Shleima ben Prusa, but we're putting them together, the top and the bottom, is for Lechem Mishnah. That's our minig. There are different shitas in Rishonim. And the middle one is the Prusa. And we have them all in front of us. But the Iker is the top, which is everybody's going to be toyim from for the first Kezias and also the Prusa, and everybody will have the two Kezaisim. So you ask, how could everybody have two Kezaisim? So some people say, all they need is one Kezias. It's only the Balabayas, who's going to have a kezayis from the Shleimah, a kezayis from the producer. That's a recent approach. I have a box of Shleimah, a box of Prusim, and I make sure that those two boxes are only in all of Borom Harbe, because I say I leave it open during the entire sequel. Another time we cover the matzahs is...
Why do you have to eat from the Shleimah?
What?
Why do you have to eat from the Shleimah if it's not for Lacha Mishnah? Why
don't
you
see
from the two
kezayas
from the
Prusas? Good, for the, maybe that's the chiyuv, the Yiddish kezayas of matzah chashuva, and not broken ones. So we're incorporating the two perushim by having both Shleima and Prusa. It's much like it's in the Gemara. It's much like it's in the Gemara, whether that you have to have both.
Each person gets an entire matzah?
No, each person gets a kezayas. So
that's
Shleima kezayas.
When you take the whole matzah and break it in half.
It's the same thing with every Shleima on Shabbos. You make a bracha on the Shleima.
So why have just the...
No, you make a bracha on the Shleima, and then you break off a piece of the Shleima. Same thing over here. You make a bracha on the Shleima. You might see everybody with the brachas on the Shleima. And then everybody has a piece of the... A piece of the shleima and a piece of the prusa, because you can't eat the shleima, you'd be near kirav senusa if you eat sink your teeth into a whole challah, and the same thing with a whole mat.
Are they having a piece of rabbi's moitzi also?
Yeah. I pass out a little piece from mine into everybody. Okay. So, now. The next time we cover the matzahs is, of course, during the Hisha Omda. The reason for that is very cautious, because the Hisha Omda is such an announcement of Simcha, and in order to do that, we pick up wine, because Kosh Yeshua Sesa, Vashem Shemekra, it's a Kosh Leito. We just pick it up to say everything that's a big Simcha, we say a lot Kosh. And anytime you pick up the Kosh, so Shelo Yir HaPas Boishtoi. So we cover up the past, so it shouldn't be exposed to myself picking up the coast. It's, that's why we cover the chalos on Shabbos. It's one at a time in Mishle Yer Pas Boishtek. So the same thing over here. We cover the matzahs when we pick up the coast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because it's not on the table near the wine. Right. Yeah. So then then you put down the coast. And you pull back... thing. The same thing you do later when you pick up the kais by the end, lefichach, or by the last berach, or straight through from lefichach to the last berach, whichever meaning you have. So when you're holding the kais, you cover the pass. Okay. Now, I thought to myself that it would be Kedai to do like those Haggadahs that say you should pick it up by Lefichach and then put it down and pick it up again by Asher Golonu. Why? Because once you put it down, then you could uncover the matzah. And Oinan Olav Torah Maharvi is Oinan Olav Wasipi Yasir Mitzrayim in Halil. And how will I say the Halil if I cover up the kais during the Halil, the matzahs during the Halil? Right? I can't cover up the matzahs during the Halil. But if I'm holding the kais, I have to cover up the matzahs, and it wouldn't be on an olive or marvel. Understand? Good. The kais has to be there the whole time, because don't forget, the second kais is the mitzvah, the second mitzvah is the mitzvah of CPC's Messiah, and the whole mitzvah is being done ala kais. Good? That's why the kais has to be there the whole time.
Even though the kais is on the table,
yeah, the kais is on the table, but it's not the steer to the challah. The challah is over on the table. And if I'm lifting up the kais, so then it's already a bizarre for the matzah. Okay. Now, I just want to say one more thing now, which is to explain something that it's amazing that maybe 1 out of 100 people have any idea of this centrally important thing during the Seder. What are the kashas that the children ask? Manishtan or till the end of Manishtan. Those are the kashas, those are the Hoyaki Sholchas. What's the teretz of the kasha? Right? Very often in a house where they speak Yiddish and even not, they learn it in Yeshiva. And a child finishes saying Manishtan, he says, Yetz Tate Zog Me a teretz of the fear kashas. Okay? Tell me a teretz. What is the teretz? The teretz is not Avodim Hoyinu. Because there's nothing in Avodim Hoyinu, and there's nothing in anything. In Metchilo Eveh HaYazor, there's nothing in the Arba Bonim, there's nothing in Rami Ovidovi that says why we eat matzah and why we have mora. Not one single word. So we're saying to the child, okay, kid, you got your central, you stood up, and we made a whole big fuss over you. Now sit down, get out of the way, and we have our business. We have to say the halal. That seems to be the regular approach. The thing wrong with that is that A, we're not giving the child a teretz, and B, he has to be there, and we have to give the child a teretz. We have to give everybody a teretz, not just the child. The whole house has to have a teretz, right? Because, like the Gemara said, that Eina ben Shoyl is Shoyl Yishtoy, right? Vimein Leisha Shoyl Yatzmoy. So even if it's Shoyl Yatzmoy, no matter who, right? Somebody has to ask the other and has to have a teretz. You have to give a teretz. You only ask kashas and don't give a teretz. I mean, that's like mamish making chozik the whole agoda. The teretz is Rabbi said Pesach zu shesh shahoy, but matzah zu shonu oichlon al shema al shum shalit hispit b'tzeikim shalvesen lahachmet mor zeh shonu oichlon al shema. It's Pesach too, but of course never. We don't have the Pesach, so we just remember how we used to answer what the Pesach is. But it's so we throw it in, but we really have to answer the child's question, and the child's question is, and our own question, not just a child. I keep saying a child, our own question.
Doesn't Mishnah Berurah say that the kids have to be up for Rabban Gamliel? According to Rabbi, they have to be up all the way till the end, till Rabban Gamliel.
Yeah, the Rabban Gamliel, they should be up. If the kids can't go to sleep, can't stay up, but the child, if it's at all possible, should be up till Pesach Matzavar, because that's the teretz on the kash. There is no teretz. The child wasn't told, Avodah Mayinu, and therefore it's a teretz on the kash. It's like telling him, Avodah Mayinu, and therefore we eat krep lachad. What's one thing? There's no therefore. Understand? There's no lefichach, there's no teretz.
So by the question about the tibiyot, where does that
answer? The answer on the question of Matbilon Shnei Pa'omim is, and this was done in order to arouse you, my entire kin, to ask kashas. That's the real reason. And in addition, it's the behavior of a ben choyrin to make more tvilas. In the olden days, when it doesn't, it's not part of the Haggadah. The Haggadah is to answer three questions. Pesach, Matzah, Mor. Those are the three questions. That's the Haggadah. What? It could be spoken about during the meal. Or during the Seder, if anybody chooses to talk about it. And whenever you choose to talk about it. Because the tachlis of the entire Sheilo Tshuva is Moho Avoida Hazois, which is Pesach Matzah Mor, period. And the answers are Pesach Matzah Mor. And the entire Haggadah is merely a vehicle to get to the teretz of Pesach Shonu Oichlon and Matzah Shonu Oichlon and Mor Shonu Oichlon. That's the entire Seder from Avodah Moyinu to Pesach Matzah Mor. And it can't stop there. It has to continue. Lefichoch anachna chayom lohoides. And when it says Rav Gamliel oyma koshal yom shloishet var halolu liyotzi yidei chayvosoy, there's no special magic in saying those words, right? Everybody knows the traditional way of doing things. The minute it comes to say Pesach Matzah Mor, so we give a big clap. The ladies have to come in and stop preparing the food in the kitchen and stop diapering the children. And the children have to come in for being upstairs and downstairs and playing. And even the ones that ask the shyless and even the bigger ones. And then after everybody went through the Haggadah, then they have some kind of secret formula to say. And if you say these three words, you yotze deichai vosai. Why, what, when, nobody cares. It's just something that has to be said, right? Like Kodesh Kodesh, or, you know. It's a piece that has to be recited for some reason. Sorry, you know. Words. It's not. Yeah, but say, that's the teres on the fear kashas, and that's why Kol Shal Yomer is Loyotzi Deichai Vosa. Because what shaykh to be Mesapri Yeshiyas Mitzrayim, and you know what the rejoinder after every chalak of the Seder till now is? So what? And again, so what? Right? Oh, wait a minute. We'll get to the punchline. And what is the punchline? Ah, Matzah Zeshon Ha'ochlin. I'll show him Shalom Hishbik to take him. Thus to the chat. Now that you ask me what the matzah is, now we have to understand, after listening to the whole story of Rami Yovidovi and the Eser Makois and everything, now that you fully understand this, and we went out of Mitzrayim, oh, so you have to know that Vayimorus Chayyab Avoyakosha, the way it was before, right? And if we wouldn't appreciate Vayimorus Chayyab, so we wouldn't appreciate Hoitzi Onami Avdus L'Cheirus. What's wrong with Avdus? Maybe Avdus will find it. The Teretz is, Avdus, it's Vayimorus Chayyab, Avoyakosha. Matzah is the Gula, Al Shum Shle Hispik L'Achmet, right? And she Nigalois Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ugo'olam Nigalolim Ugo'olam, right? And it was done quickly, the Chippozim, the whole lineage of Yetzias Mitzrayim is represented by Master, the whole Golos is by the Mor, and the reason that we're happy that we went out from a Matzah of Mor to a Matzah of Matzah. And if there's a Pesach in the Gorgut Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abotam Neisrol. So that's the answer to the kashas that were asked, and the rest of the material in between is leading up to that. That's the background that's leading up to that. And once you answer that, Rabbi Sai, the answer has to be so effective and so dramatic and so exciting that you have to be ready to scream out the Hallel. Lefichach, why? Because Chayav Olam Liris Asatzmoy Ke'ilu Yotzah means Ke'ilu right this minute Yotzah Mitzrayim. Not that you have to philosophically see yourself Ke'ilu Yotzah. But at the moment you're saying this, you have to be margish the simcha of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the Rambam says, Lefich chayav kol odam laharois es atzmoy ke'ilu ato yotzom mishibud Mitzrayim. So you have to be laharois es atzmoy. They say that the Bris Gerov, when he came to the words laharois es atzmoy, so he stood up and he took his whole shpacha and started dancing your akidah around the table. And he felt that if it wouldn't be like that, where's the Lahara says Atzmai? It has to be not just something inside, but something external. The Lahara means something that someone else could see. Right? That's the Lashon HaRama. Lahara says Atzmai Kilu Ato Yotza Mishivit Mitzrayim. And then say a little bit of the Hallel. Right? Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. The first, the Halleluka, it says, we don't say more because the Ikahal is later after the Suda. That's why we have the third Kois on the Halal. Toisus in the Androchus is Mazbit, the entire Seder. But the Lefichach and everything is the Siyum on the. And that's all there is. Manishtana is followed by the background material. Poischen, Maschilen, Bignus. Right? It's all starting. Poischen. The Avodah Hayinu goes on together of Poischen. Also, there's more Hezbeir, but I'm not right now. There's not enough time to go and invite you. We'll stop over here. But the main thing is that the Sipur is not something that takes place at once. The answering of the Kashis is the climax of the Sipur, and the Sipur is the beginning, and it leads up to the climax of Pesach, Matzah, and Moreh. So just coming in and saying there's no magic words to say, Rabbis, there's no recital over here. You understand? There's nothing gained by saying words and repeating them. It means nothing. There's not Yotze Yedei Chayvosei at all. You could say it 7 times. There's no Yotze Yedei Chayvosei by reciting and repeating. The Yotze Yedei Chayvosei means coming to the answer. You asked Kashas, now here's the answer. Right? It would be nice if the father would also say something, but he doesn't go to Cheder and they don't teach him. So he would say, Yetz mein kind, fear kashas. Right then and there. Not just in the beginning. The teretz is completed when we say Pesach Matzah Mor, and it's followed immediately by the hallel, by the simcha, the gewaldige simcha that we have to express, and be margish such a simcha that everybody should be ready to sing and dance tak and feel the excitement of the simcha. Without that, there's something vital missing from the seder. And some say it's nothing more than a recital. Well, you know, it's like normally when you daven, you start from Pesukei Dezimra. But when you're in a mood and you want to do it correctly, so you say Karbona. So today we'll say Pesukei Nusachim before davening. And so you'll say the Nusach. And some people, they say they have a benchnoch. Take a look. It says Tochazi in front of the Sudan, right? From the Zohar and this Prokim Mishnayas, that you could say that there's all kinds of recitals to say before the Sudas Shabbos. Do you say them sometimes? Maybe sometimes not. To say the Haggadah is not a recital that has to be said, and there's not an important part which is Yotze Rechevosei, and an unimportant part which is Lo Yotze Rechevosei. All that is mamsh absurdity. What there is one single thing. There's a kiyum ha-mitzvah of ahoyik yisholcha v'amart aleihem. And the amart aleihem is to explain what's the Pesach Matzah Mor. Never, we don't have Pesach, we explain it anyway. Well, we can't ask about it, naturally, because what shaykh to ask, the child should ask about something he doesn't see. The old days, he saw meat roasting, so he said, Halel is that kulak sli. He didn't know Halel is at Pesach, because he couldn't see it. Why, how could a child see Pesach? You know, what is Pesach? But Halel is that kulak sli. So when you answer, you explain Pesach Matzah Mor, and then you have the Halel, and that's the Seder. And then that's it, finished, and you make the kois, Asher Golon is a bircha. And when you, then you say Bo'epregof, and then you Mekayim the mitzvah, that's how you Mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, now we'll get to the details of the mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah, but that's the tzura, the chalapachas, the framework of the whole Pesach Seder.